So why not just kill him as the U.S. did U.S. citizen Anwar Awlaki? I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Well, the CIA wants to take out a U.S. citizen living overseas who is accused of helping Al-Qaeda carry out attacks against Americans overseas. So why not just kill him? Well, since the killing of U.S. citizen Anwar Awlaki by drone strike, the Obama administration has issued some new rules, including that these so-called targeted strikes be carried out by the military, and that the target must also pose a continuing imminent threat to U.S. persons. Now, this is where things get messy, because even though the military and the CIA say that this person is a threat, they have offered no evidence, no proof whatsoever that that is the case. Now, the Justice Department is actually building the case against him. But here's the biggest problem. The case isn't going to a grand jury or into the justice system. No, the Justice Department is simply working to build a case that they will present to the president for review, and the president gets to decide this man's fate. Which means that despite the fact that we're pretending in the media that there's a new system in place, it's still a completely lawless system that allows a president to decide whether or not to kill a citizen who has simply been accused of a crime, but has had not one bit of evidence presented against him in court. No due process. For all the stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's Herbal.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people. Real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Y'all think of Health Week? How'd it go? What are your thoughts? 800-313-9443. Should we do it again?
I think you should.
Well, I didn't ask you, Steve.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Just joking. 800-313-9443. Yeah, I think it went well, man.
Well, I thought it was a great set of shows. I listened to quite a few of them, and I, like I said, I'm looking forward to the archives, and you're going to put those up on YouTube, and of course they're available.
They'll be up on my YouTube channel, Bob Tuscan YouTube.
Good, and they're available from RBN too, so people can get on there and get the whole week. You know, just go to RBN, get a subscription, get the archives, pass them around.
Yeah. Absolutely. I want to get the calls this hour. I want to finish up a couple loose ends about the AIDS stuff. It's we talked about it actually a bit last night with Ty Bollinger, who has written about it in his book, his newest book, and definitely hit that subject hard. And I have done so on a regular basis since I've found out the true nature of this HIV virus, which is a fraud. And it's important that we cover this topic. It's something that's ongoing to this day and affects a lot of people, and I really think we should get the word out because of because of the eugenics involved here, of the genocide.
Right.
You know, there's no doubt in my mind, and it continues. So let's take a call here. Let's talk to Art.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Steve. How's it going, fellas?
Good, Art. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I've heard of, by the way, before we get into this, that conversation with Ty last night, dude, that rocked.
I got to listen to that.
Yeah, that was an awesome, awesome discussion. I really enjoyed that. But anyway, heard a lot of talk from, about food tonight. And,
Art, wait. I thought you didn't like my show.
Dude, I never said I didn't like your show.
You told me a while ago you didn't like my show.
No, I said I wasn't a really big fan. I didn't say I didn't like it, because sometimes you're quite entertaining, dude.
Okay.
And then from time to time, you have these really great interviews, like you had with Ty last night, and then the one with... what was the lady's name earlier this evening? Oh, Betty?
Yeah, Betty Martini.
She's good.
And so sometimes, dude, sometimes you're like just absolutely hilarious, and then there's other times when you're really serious and you do a great broadcast. So, it's one of those six of one, half dozen of the other kind of things. You know what I'm saying? Right. But
what you're saying is you actually do like my show, but you like to bust my balls.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
We're having some fun. Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell, right? But anyway, there's been a good bit to talk about food tonight. And the one caller earlier, you know, he had it right. A lot of the problem is, you know, people are eating, but they're not really getting the nutrition that they need. And, you know, I just absolutely drives me insane when people talk about, well, I eat only organic. And I'm like, yeah, right, sure you do. Because people don't realize there ain't no such thing as organic anymore. And I can prove it. I can absolutely, without a doubt, prove it. And it's real simple. GMO. It's a known fact that GMO pollen can travel as much as 500 miles. How are you going to protect your garden from that? Because if the wind ain't carrying it, keep in mind, every single natural pollinator, bees, hornets, butterflies, you name it, they carry the GMO pollen. And what, you think they feed on, you know, these bees only feed on corn? No, they'll go to corn, then they'll go to tomatoes, then they'll go to, you know, then they'll go to, or they'll go over here and they'll land on some beans, and they'll go over here and land on some carrots, and they just spread that garbage everywhere. So it don't matter if the GMO came from a tomato plant, it's going to get in the peas, it's going to get in the cucumbers, it's going to get in any plant that flowers. You got cherry trees, well, now your cherry trees are contaminated with this pollen, so your cherry trees are no longer GMO. And this is how it works, and it just travels. And it may take 2 years for it to travel, but it can travel as much as 500 miles. So there is nothing anywhere in this country anymore that is organic, because GMO has contaminated everything. Unless you have indoor growing that it filters your air, it filters your water, there's no way you can get organic. And if the GMO ain't bad enough, then there's all the chemical spraying going on. Now, I don't care if you're talking about chemtrails or crop dusting. There's all this chemical spraying, and there's everything, you know, all the garbage that Dow and all these other chemical plants are dumping in the environment. You got pollution coming from the cotton industry. There is nothing, and the water evaporates, it goes up into the clouds. What, you think it leaves the pollution behind? No, it goes up there with the water. It forms in the clouds, and it rains on your garden. Guess what? Now you got Fukushima in your backyard, folks. Come on, you got BP in your backyard. I don't care where you live. There ain't nothing organic, folks, so get over yourself. You're not eating organic. Now, you can try to eat as organic as possible, but you're never going to be eating organic. The entire food supply is contaminated, period.
Well, there's no question that commercially the definition of organic is quite controversial in the first place because, you know, there have been a lot of things that are sold under the label organic because they meet the specifications that really aren't organic anyway. But, you know, you're right. There's a lot of cross-pollination and all kinds of things going on all over the place. And you know, I don't know whether you continue to try to get heirloom seeds. I think if you're looking at the seeds themselves, you might be able to find something that's relatively free from GMOs, but that may only be good for one generation.
Right. After the first generation, you can forget it. I mean, you can start out this year. All my seeds are pure, non-GMO, heirloom, and I know this to be a fact. But I guarantee you, any seed that I harvest from this year's crop, it ain't gonna be. And I know that. I know that. So, you know, what I do the best I can. And I trap I trap animals. I raise my own chickens. I raise rabbits for meat. I raise chickens for eggs and meat, and I know that even they're not organic because the water supply is contaminated. The grass that they eat, it's contaminated by the rain. So even my chickens and rabbits aren't organic. The possums and the coon and all the other wild animals that I trap and put on my table, they're not organic because the garbage that's in the rainwater that they're eating and the garbage that's in the rivers and streams and ponds that they're drinking from. But I do the best I can. But never, ever, ever will I ever delude myself by thinking I'm eating purely organic. You can't do it. Because by the end of the year, any of those crops that you planted with heirloom, they're contaminated. It's no longer organic. Once that contaminated bee or butterfly or whatever that natural pollinator is goes from that GMO crop and lands on your plant is, that's it. right then and there.
Thank you for the call, Art.
Have a great one.
I love your show, by the way. All right, take care, man. We will get to Frank and Harley when we come back, and your calls as well. We have some open lines left. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it?
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Shirt and chase it down out of hood. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of hood. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're wrapping up the Health Week. We're kind of doing an open format at this point. We have Steve Starves, of course, riding shotgun with us, and we're taking your calls at 800-313-9443. Let's talk to Frank now. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Thanks.
Yeah, last caller is excellent. I love that guy. He calls in, and he makes some great points, and It's just RBN, some of the most intelligent callers, I believe, and anywhere in talk radio. But getting to the point where I called is about 30 years ago, I went to the dentist, and I remember I had perfect teeth, and then he said, we got two cavities, and we got to fill them. And, you know, he went through the filling process, and I, you know, was done with it. And then for about 25 years after, I suffered with chronic sinus infections all the time. I mean, it was just ridiculous. And they give me a regimen of antibiotics, and you get cured. And so I remember I was listening to RBN some years ago, and a doctor on there said, you know, it's the mercury fillings that can cause all kinds of immune problems. And I said, you know, I bet you that those mercury fillings they put in my mouth 30 years ago was causing a lot of problems. And I went down to the dentist about 5 years ago. I got them pulled out, and I got them replaced, the fillings, and I haven't had a sinus infection since.
Were you careful with how they pulled them out? There's a certain
absolutely. I went to, right, I told them it was very, very careful. I went to
There's a certain, I forgot the name, but a certain license that they can get that focuses on getting mercury out of their mouth. My wife is dealing with this, actually. She's having all sorts of problems, and we did a lot of research. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned this, Frank, because next week, on Tuesday, I'm having Ramin Nagel on, who wrote a book called Healing Tooth Decay Naturally. And he talks about all these dangers of mercury fillings and how to go to a good biological dentist and so on and so forth. I wanted to have him on this week, but he wasn't able to make it, so we went to, for Tuesday of next week. But we'll be talking about this topic in-depthly, and I think it's a great topic and a very important one that might be overlooked by many in regards to health.
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, and some people might affect them more, but my sinus infection is cleared up. And another point I like to bring up is be very careful of the mouthwashes you use that's on the corporate stores like Walgreens and Walmart and stuff. What I use is 100% non-GMO coconut oil. It's imported from the Philippine Islands. And I use it as a mouthwash. And I'll tell you what, it does a much better job.
Do you use Tropical Traditions?
Tropical, yeah. That's what I use. Cold pressed, I believe it is. And you use it for a mouthwash.
I got a jar of their gold labels sitting right in front of me. They actually had a freebie a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, cool, freebie.
Absolutely.
They gave away a free coconut jar. I brush my teeth with it now, too.
Absolutely. It's and it's probably the best thing I've ever used, because when I used to use the corporate mouthwash, I used to feel like nauseous and sick. And then when I went to the coconut oil, I just feel great. And it feels so natural. I mean, it does a great job.
I still have bad breath, though, Frank. Maybe I have halitosis.
Well, no, it's usually dehydration. Bad breath is causing me. We don't drink enough water. That's the problem. And it's hard to get used to drinking the proper amount of water. So that's one of the problems, I believe.
You know, I do that, though. I'll admit it. I go, you know, throughout my day, I get to like 4 o'clock sometimes, and I say to myself, crap, I haven't drank any water today.
Well,
I forget to drink water.
Well, in your profession, as a professional talk radio host, you know, you should drink at least 10 glasses a day, because you're on the mic for at least 3 hours. I take my hat off to you. You're just a wonderful talk radio host, but remember, water is the basic ingredient to everything in life, and if you don't have enough water, it's will cause a lot of damage too. And you have to drink clean water.
I was told that after you brush your teeth in the morning, because you want to get all that nasty stuff out, so you don't want to drink water before you brush your teeth, but after you brush your teeth and spit all your bacteria in and whatnot, it's good to drink 2 glasses of water at least before you eat, at least an hour before you eat anything right away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will agree with that 100%, because when you sleep, you dehydrate. Absolutely. We don't drink enough clean water, and we got to get rid of the mercury fillings, and we've got to go back to natural mouthwashes and toothpaste and tooth care. And I'm looking forward to your program, Bob, on the dental expert coming on. I'll be tuning in.
Yeah, he's really great, man. I have his book here, and it's really helped my wife and I out tremendously. It's a very important topic that, like you said, is overlooked.
And about the coconut oil, real quick, Frank, I'm glad you brought that up, too, because in my talk at the Free Your Mind Conference, my second talk, which is soon to be released now nearly a year later, I talk about the uses of coconut oil, and there's over 100 different uses of that stuff, man. It is really good. And one of those uses, of course, is brushing your teeth, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Very good, Bob, and you can take the next phone call. I'm sorry to tie up so long, but I think it was important information.
No, anytime, dude. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Yep, bye.
Let's talk to Harley now. Hi, Harley.
Hello, Bob.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. On this health issue, it's all, of course, very interesting, but I wondered how much you know about soy and canola oils.
What was the first one?
Soy.
Soy. Soy and canola oils. Well, I try to stay away from them. I know there's a lot of dangers associated with soy, especially considering if it's not organic, it's definitely GMO. You tell me.
Well, the canola oil is a glycoside, and so is the soy, basically. Canola oil comes from rape oil, rape seeds, which is mustard gas. That's what it's produced from.
Yeah, wow.
It affects the T cells and depresses the immune system. Where you go is you might be able to find something out about it. I don't really know a whole lot about it, but there was an article back in 1990 in Perspectives magazine in April. It might be 96. I think it says 1990. I have a photocopy of it, but I only have one page left. It was three or four pages. And they do have a phone number if you're interested in looking into it, and maybe you can find somebody to talk about it a little more.
Yeah, and give that to my producer off the air here.
Okay.
Because I am interested in
that. They talk about canola oil, HIV, and AIDS.
There's a connection between canola and HIV and AIDS, is what you're telling me?
Well, unfortunately, I'm missing several pages, but on the bottom of the page it has a headlines type thing. And it says canola oil, HIV, and AIDS. And it goes into soy canola oil, glycosides also depress the immune system. They cause the white blood cell defense system, the T cell, to go into a stupor and fall asleep on the job. Hmm. And they also alter the bioelectric terrain and promote disease. And the next page is gone.
Well, I'll have to look into that. That's interesting. I mean, intuitively, I know that stuff's poison. When we get back, I'll have Steve comment on that as well, because he might know a little bit more about that. And we'll take more calls at 800-313-9443. That's
800-313-9443.
Thanks, Harley.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For
thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The movie, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future.
So, Steve, do you know anything about the connection between canola oil and AIDS?
Well, you know, one of the things that our caller was talking about there was the possibility of oxidative stress that could be imposed by canola oil. And canola oil, I was reading up a little bit on it. Actually, it's it is a patented product. Canola was created, canola oil was created by Canadian plant breeders, and they incorporated that with oil, so hence the name Canada and oil is the patented name canola. And it talks about it being, it's marketed as an oil that's very low in saturated fat and high in monounsaturated fat. But there really hasn't been a lot of study in direct relation to human health and canola oil. So a lot of what you hear about it is hype. And so the possibility, of course, is that if it does affect T cells and causes oxidative stress, that is one of the things that causes these T cells to become inactive and become sick. And that's when they begin, oddly enough, coughing up hairballs of genetic material in little bubbles that look like viruses. Viruses, yeah, but they're actually genetic material. And we have no way of knowing whether they're actually HIV, the, quote, mythical virus that causes AIDS, or just little bits and pieces of genetics that they're trying to get rid of. It gets spewed out like a cat coughing up hairballs, something like that. And it's kind of a bad Roach's example, but that's kind of what happens there with these T cells. And then the T cells become inactive and begin to shut down. And this can also be a product of a lack of vitamin D and vitamin A. We've seen studies that show that T cells effectively commit suicide if they don't get the right nutrients. So if canola oil robs them or affects them, that could be part of the formula there, Bob.
Very interesting. Let's now go back to the phone lines. If you would like to join us, 800-313-9443. What's your take on this health week? Do you have any other health issues you'd like to bring up? We'd love to hear from you to close off our health week with your health. 800-313-9443. Wes.
Hello, Bob and Steve. Greetings.
Hey, Wes.
Wes, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Do you know why it is that only whites don't suffer from any diseases?
What?
That's right. Only the white race is free from any disease.
I can't possibly agree with that, Bob.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I think Bob's just goofing on you, Wes. Sorry.
That's pretty goofy. Sitting here with multiple sclerosis, that's pretty goofy. Anyway, I wanted to say that this study of health is very interesting. It's got its electrical aspects, its chemical aspects, its spiritual aspects. You need to calculate these and other things when you're talking about health. I would like to hear Richard from Washington as a guest. I think he's right on. I've been trying some of his things, although I'm not going to agree with his thing on Jesus. But also, paleo diet people out there, you should bring some of those on. There's some very knowledgeable...
I brought on Sally Fallon before. I've interviewed Nora God Goddess. We had Richard on the show ages ago.
Oh, I mean,
ages ago though. It was before I was on the Kern network. But
I don't think I'd consider Sally Fallon to be paleo, although close to it.
What, you wouldn't? Okay.
Close to it. I guess a lot of the paleo people say no to milk. And, of course, Sally Fallon says absolutely raw milk. So, you know, there's one little division between the two. Some of the people...
Oh, sure, yeah. There's lots of different nuances that differentiate these different diets and their school of thoughts.
There's got to be some interesting paleo people out there. Anyway, I wanted to ask you both, what do you know of colloidal gold? Not silver, but gold.
Oh, I'm a fan of colloidal silver. We talked about that last night with Ty Bollinger.
No, I said gold.
I heard you. As far as colloidal gold is concerned, I'm not sure that it differs greatly from colloidal silver.
Yes.
If so, I'd love to learn how.
Well, how about this one, Bob? It's been proven, studies show that 4 months of use of colloidal gold increases the IQ 24 points.
Wow, you must be using a lot of colloidal gold.
No, well, I just started a couple of weeks ago. The other thing
I can tell by your call. Since you've a couple weeks back when you last called,
I'm getting better.
A few high IQ points there.
I'm getting better. You understand, with this multiple sclerosis, I walk around at 12 o'clock noon after drinking coffee. I look like a doggone drunk. I mean, they sell a T-shirt. I'm not drunk. I've got multiple sclerosis. Yeah, I had two women today ask me if I was all right. You know, I get around the grocery store or the library, and I'm stumbling around, and you know, people watch me, and they gasp. Hey, is he going to fall down? He should be in a wheelchair, maybe. Another thing is Edgar Cayce. You know of him, the sleeping prophet?
The American prophet.
the Sleeping Prophet is what it's called.
Okay.
Anyway, he said that multiple sclerosis is caused by a deficiency in gold. So that is one reason I'm taking it. And I found where $160 I can buy a gallon of colloidal gold, which is good for 8 months. Now, give you an idea of what kind of cost there is. And talking about musicians, we'll leave this conversation with... You ever heard of Carl Klang?
Who was talking about musicians? I'm confused.
Well, I just wanted to throw it in there, Bob. Last time I mentioned Dave Van Cleist, what happened to Dave Van Cleist? And you brought Dave Van Cleist right up on the radio. But Carl Klang, C for Carl, K with a Klang. Man, that guy, what happened to him? Fantastic patriotic songs. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all.
Oh, please don't sing.
Well,
you're killing me.
I just wanted to talk that.
Oh, don't quit your day job, please.
I used to be a soloist in a pretty good-sized church once in a while, but
I don't believe
back.
You.
In fact, the head preacher said I did a better Pontius Pilate than was on the record. And I did, in fact, do a better Pontius Pilate. Anyway, Carl Klang, check him out. Now, signing off, thank you, Bob and Steve.
Okay, Wes. Well, he's always amusing. You know that. You know, I was going to ask him if Jägermeister is okay. Can you get your colloidal gold from Jägermeister? Because that's my source of gold. You know,
that's going to be expensive these days with the price of gold.
Look at $160 a gallon, what he's talking about. You can buy a lot of Jäger for that.
Right. Yeah. And then you'll really be drunk with multiple sclerosis.
I don't do that anymore.
At least he's got a sense of humor. Yeah, that's a tough condition to deal with. I mean,
yeah, it is.
I don't want to make light of it. I know it's, you know, and we could sit here and speculate all the different causes behind that. I've heard, you know, we had Dr. Betty Martini on. If I recall correctly, there seems to be a link between aspartame and multiple sclerosis.
That wouldn't surprise me either. And, you know, I hate to ask you this, Bob, because it might put you on the spot, but what is her website again? Because I wanted to check that out. I heard that go out on the show right before I came on. If you have her website again, I'd like to copy that down and check her out. Dr. Betty Martini, expert on, you know, all these things pertaining to aspartame. So, yeah, she's a
good... Let me look it up, and I'll give it to you after our next break, all right?
Okay, it sounds really good. Yeah, sounds really good.
All right, we'll wrap up with our final segment on this Health Week. Speaking of Health Week, I'm ready for bed. You need to sleep well to get, you know.
Yeah, well, it's late your time, I know, and you've done a lot of great shows this week, and they're going to be on archives. Get RBN, go to Republic Broadcasting Network, and get the archives, or check out bobtuscan.com. And friends, if you... Yeah.
And what were you going to say, Steve? Donate,
I was
going
to say help Bob. Yeah, help him out, man.
Do I haven't got a donation, a single donation. Well, I got two of them, 20 and 5, but...
That helps.
Thank those people, yeah. No, but help me out.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to...
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win.
AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
They'd rather be sleeping, so don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, thanks again for everyone participating in our Health Week special. If you do want to join us in the final moments, we'll try to squeeze in your call, 800-313-9443. Let's talk to Jan now. Hello, Jan. How are you?
Good. I was listening to your show last night with Ty Bollinger, and he mentioned probiotics or intestinal leakage, and it was Matron, but I tried to find it, and I didn't know the spelling, and I called you too late last night.
Let's see if I can find it. Hold on.
That's an interesting topic. I'd like to hear more about that, too. Matron, you see, Jen?
That's what it sounded like last night. I called too late.
It's not Marty's probiotic, is it?
I beg your pardon?
Martin probiotic? No.
No, it was. It sounded like Matron, but I tried every spelling and looked it up, and haven't found it yet. But I just have a friend online who suffers from that.
Yeah, I'll ask Ty if I can't find it, and I'll get you an answer. Email me, though, reminding me, though, so I don't forget.
Okay, I will. But thank you for your show. You're great.
Thank you, Jen. Appreciate you listening.
And I did send a donation a few weeks ago, so.
Thanks so much.
Anyway,
cool.
Take care.
You sent it on the PayPal, or? Jen? Oh, well, anyways, thank you, Jen.
But I did get an email from you, so.
You sent it on PayPal, right?
I beg your pardon?
You sent me the donation on PayPal, right?
No.
No, okay.
Credit card.
Through my site?
Yes.
Did I send you a thank you note?
Yes, absolutely, and thank you for that.
Oh, okay, good. I want to make sure, because I'm paranoid, Jen, about this. You know, donation service. I've gotten all the donations, but I'm just paranoid about it. So
well,
I just want to make sure I acknowledged it and whatnot, you know.
I got a note from you, and thank you for that. And I wish I could send more, but, you know.
That's good. Yeah,
every little bit helps. Thanks for helping.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. And
we'll take care.
Yeah, we're going to do this stuff regardless, Jen, because I'm passionate about it. I'm pissed off. I'm tired of people suffering. I mean, especially with this health stuff. This week, you know, it really puts things in perspective for me, Steve, because the health issues out there are so prevalent, and there's so many things people could do about it. And this is one of the few topics where we actually have some control over our own destiny, but yet people are dying, yet people are being kept in the dark and suffering as a result, and that really ticks me off.
Yeah, it's really a shame, because in this day and age of the open internet and the great research that can be going on all over the world, and we've seen how research has been misguided, misdirected by the NIH, National Institutes of Health, and Anthony Fauci, and people like that over the years, and we see what's happening here, Bob. I mean, this is, in my opinion, this is the pharmakia of Babylon. That's what it is. You know, I mean, this is the sorcery, that word pharmakia, used in the latter part of the book of Revelation, about Babylon. That's what it is. The FDA, the medical industrial complex, and so many other people, nutrition, GMO foods, all of this stuff is just horrific. And if you've been following the news, and I think most of you have, the situation in California this next year is going to be dire. And so much produce comes from California. Bob, we got to do some shows on organic, or I know that word is used rather loosely, but organic gardening and gardening, because people are going to need their own produce. It's just that bad. I mean, this is going to be very, very serious. And they're shutting down the food supply, friends, and this is a big part of our health, as we pointed out all through this program tonight and, of course, all through this last week, Bob, that nutrition is a big part of it. So you've done a great job. And for those of you who don't know, I got to be honest for a minute and just say that Bob is doing this out of his own time and energy. You know, it's not a job. It's just his passion. And that's why I'm along, too, you know. And as a matter of fact, Bob owes me a penny per show, and he's up to now $6.37. And it hasn't paid yet.
Is it that many pennies? Wow.
Yeah, it's that many pennies, buddy. But that's okay. I'm here for the, you know, it's not the penny, Bob. It's being with you, you know, on the show. Yeah. But no, really, this is our, friends, the reality is, I'm telling you straight out, this is what we're doing and the reason why. I mean, it's that intense. We are talking about millions of people, billions of people. I mean, the red horse of plague and starvation and war, it's coming. And we better get ready for it, because look at what's happened to California this last, I mean, this is the driest on record of any time in California right now. And they're not expecting rain. It looks to me like, I think chemtrails are thwarting all the moisture. If you've seen the flow of the moisture across the Pacific, how it just scoops up to the left side of the West Coast and then comes back down. That's why we're having these cold blasts that are hitting the Northeast and across the middle of the country. And none of this moisture is coming across as it normally does. I don't know what's causing this. Some people say it's weather patterns. That's part of it, I'm sure. But, I mean, the reality is that we are looking at a very dire shortage of produce this next year from California. And so food, nutrition, all this information needs to get out.
She made a good recommendation. She said for the fall that I do, no, not the fall, the spring, that I do a series on gardening and getting off the grid and prepping and that kind of thing.
Absolutely, and I have a very
Maybe our next themed week could be about...
Yeah, self-survival.
Survival or gardening and stuff like that. We'll do a whole week dedicated to that.
Yeah, food production and survival. And I've got an acre.
I like themed weeks, Steve, because you know, it allows me to get off of the constant news and all that stuff. And
it's good. We can cover some of that, too. Of course, we have to when these things break, because we've been all right on top of it. And I've been very pleased with the work we've done in that area. But, of course, I've got a neighbor, Bob, who's really good at all this. She has, like, 3 acres and can be completely self-sufficient. I mean, she has everything. She has chickens. She has all this other stuff. But the way her system works, and I'd like to get her on to talk to you about how she runs her situation. People can become self-sufficient with a very small amount of land. With their food and their, if they have to. And I think we need to talk about that, because this could get very serious very quick.
It sure could. All right, well, that just about does it for us. Again, the website, bobtuscan.com. Look for the YouTube videos if you missed any of them coming out this weekend. I already released Dr. Mark Circus and his talk, which was fabulous. And I got... the talk that we did with Dr. Carolyn Dean coming out. All of these talks will be up on my YouTube channel, which I appreciate everybody subscribing to. And you can always email me, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com.
Yep.
All righty, Steve, man, thank you. AIDSfraudVideo.com.
Right, I appreciate it, and if people want to help me out, they can go there and get a video. I'm sending out 9/11 mysteries along with a film about chemtrails, very important films. But the key thing is help us out if you can, friends, and it's not the $150 to $700, it's just the $5 if you can spare it. That helps a lot. Go to bobtuscan.com, keep him on the air, because he's in a kind of a dire situation. You know, he's doing some contract work, and you know, like most football players, he was moved from one team to another.
Oh, yeah.
Only he didn't have a team. He didn't have a team now.
I have an answer for Kent from Richard in Washington about the probiotic. It's Natrum. N-A-T-R-U-M, Jen. Natrum probiotic. Thank you, Richard, for paying attention and taking notes. I told you, folks who are listening, you got to take notes.
Yeah, there's some
but
good people
if
listening.
You take notes, if you don't know how to spell it, like me, who can't spell anything, well, then you're in trouble anyways, right?
Right on. Thanks, Bob. Thanks to you. Thanks to Manny, our producer. And thanks most of all to our listeners out there. Got some great people out there.
Yeah, we do have great people, and I want to thank them as well. We'll be back at it next week with more. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets. Chase those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With finance attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence. With finance.